Sankirtan Foundation presentation, invitation for co-founders. Hare Krishna, you who for some reason clicked on this, welcome. And yes, you may wonder what's going on here now. So I'm going to explain it very quickly first, and then a little bit more in detail. So giving me 30 seconds or so. Whatever. The Sankirtan Foundation is being created as we speak by a joint effort of a little team group of Vaishnava devotees say who understand what this word Sankirtan means and who may find yourself a servant of the Sankirtan movement in some capacity or another, and can relate to what we are talking about here. If you're still with me, let's move on. Well, personally, I have been playing around with this expression Sankirtan 2.0 for years, 10 years or so. Then referring to the fact that, well, first of all, Sankirtan, in terms of the big mridanga, is really about using mass media to spread Krishna consciousness, bhakti teachings, the Vaishnava Siddhanta, that we are, I suppose, inspired to help spreading, and that's where you listen now. Well, you could say that as long as that word Sankirtan has existed, from back there with Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Nityananda and their followers, and their ecstatic kirtans, and but also their writings there in Vrindavan, six Goswamis, and they started distributing books, writing books and copying them and distributing, carrying books from one part of India to another. So that's very much what is at the root here of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And this Krishna Conscious movement, that it really is, that's sweeping around the earth, of Krishna consciousness spreading from soul to soul, because that's really what it is about, not some religious institution. So we've got our acharyas in our Gaudiya mission, the Bhagavata acharyas. From Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gokishwara Spadi, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Jagannath Baba, go all the way back to Lord Chaitanya and to Srimad Bhagavatam and Naimisharanya. I mean, that's to me what the Sankirtan mission is. And then Bhaktivinoda and then Bhaktisiddhanta, they started. And then, of course, most of all, Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada. They started seriously using mass media, which in those days, late 19th, early and mid 20th century, consisted of what they called journals and then books. That was basically it, especially in the academic world. So that's what the Sankirtan movement became, and which I served when I was young. Book distribution, book production. I was myself working, translating some cantos of the Bhagavatam into Swedish and selling maybe 20,000 books on the streets here in Sweden. So I could say I'm an old Sankirtan man. And I'm mainly speaking here hoping to reach to others who are can say the same, oh, I'm an old Sankirtan man, or I'm an old Sankirtan woman. But also young ones who feel like, yes, I feel inspired to do what they did. Yes, please. And some of us were very good at it, can share your Prabhanava there in Jarna. Great. I mean, was one of the best in the world. But I was always seeing it. I like to always see it the way that Prabhupada also spoke, saying that use all available media, just get the message there, not only into every town and village, ending up sometimes, if we do it wrong, in garbage cans, books. So, but to be read and appreciated by people and helping people to get happy and God conscious, Krishna conscious, and that's the purpose of it all. And then I ended up making magazine and Radio Krishna, and even a game, remember, the late 80s, early 90s. So I was always a kind of multimedia guy. But including then the good old paper books in a bag there on your shoulder, which I would say I'd agree with, I guess, most others who are out there, or are out there on the street, that this is probably the best for me, for us, the one who does it, because it's very purifying. It's a way to surrender to God. But it's not about me. That's not why I'm out there selling these books. It's for those fallen souls, those poor people out there who are suffering sometimes, I mean, pretty much today. And that's always what this Krishna conscious movement was there, and I was active, was often doing, just giving out food, prasadam to everyone, yes. Giving, and books, yeah, take books, give something. And we always had the finances there, we had what we needed, we couldn't even understand how, sometimes. Donations, book sales, food sales also. A little side business here and there, making candles or selling paintings, whatever. Records that were made in our studio. Yeah. So that's where I came from, where I come from. And this is where we are now. And we have now a media. I mean, the big thing that changed in the world since then is basically the media that exploded. And now you can reach not only every town and village in this country with vans or whatever, you can reach every heart and mind all over the world, just by having a computer. And then some may think, oh, that is too simple, no. You should go out in the street with a book bag, then that's the real thing. But it's not about the material of the media, the form of the media. It's about those characters that shape words which contain beautiful knowledge. And however you get those words into your mind, it doesn't matter. So this is really about as a complement to, in, for instance, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. Doing that which remains to be done, the distribution of those books, the knowledge of those books, to as many as possible. And, well, I mean, it's all going on all over the place, but we thought, if we gather this in a foundation that can then collect sponsorship, Patreon, crowdfunding, support, donations from those who want to serve the Sankirtan mission, and then use that very dutifully, in order to use any available media, form of media, to spread this Sankirtan, this knowledge on the Vaishnava Siddhanta. And yes, especially most of us are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but we're talking in the broader sense of personalism, devotion to God and that cosmology that you find there in, for instance, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's what this foundation is meant to produce and distribute. And of course we want to, maybe we should even put it there in our bylaws, that much of the purpose should be to promote and distribute the literature of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada as a gesture of respect and gratitude to him for those books. But also because they contain teachings which are fundamental for this, for most of us in this, when we start this foundation, the founders, and that we want to be continuously honored throughout the work of the foundation, something like that. Anyway, if you give some donation or sponsorship or whatever, decide to take part in and help realize some production that this, or some work that this foundation is planning to do, and you can see it here and up there in a menu option, planned projects or whatever we're going to call it, projects, and then we can have this tabs there, planned, ongoing, completed. Then the nice thing with this foundation is that we want to make it into a kind of a school, but a school where you work with real sharp, you could say professional projects, which are done just like any other media projects today, equipped with, and that should also be the work of the foundation, or to establish a teamwork with others to do that. To bring in decent income on these productions, which will then be used for more productions. In other words, no one is making a profit here except the foundation itself, who has as its only purpose to create more Vaishnava Siddhanta based media, which then can be from cool cultural entertainment of a light nature up to the deepest philosophical discussions. So then we need production crews, people to work with cameras, audio equipment and light, editing, script writing, so many things involved in creating well-crafted media today, which is more and more important. Anyway, and easy to do today. It's really about something very simple: to tell stories, convey messages. That are truly good and fascinating and beneficial in ways that draws and captivates and catches the interest of many people. It's not necessarily about fantastic technical quality. But of reaching your audience somehow or other. Which is also what this foundation needs to learn and teach. So then you will be a student working with a project and learning by doing it. And yes, we require a certain level of competence, qualifications, of previous learnings. Basic film school or whatever. But learning by working with real projects is probably the best way to learn with others who are professionals, such as you are becoming and actually are, by working in a professional level projects. And then the foundation will and can by the mercy of the donors and supporters and sponsors pay for your studies or grants, or whatever it's called, stipendium. Anyway, that's the basic idea, and the rest you can read and find on our website, sankirtan.se, which is still in its infancy stage, but and well, if you're interested in, because this is what this is about, it's an invitation for you to be a co-sponsor, a co-founder of this foundation. And if you don't know what foundations are and why it is good, well, then you can find papers here describing it a little bit more, or just drop us a note. It's especially nice if the founders of this foundation, which is being founded as we speak, as I said, but still invite more co-founders, consists of few or many devotees who, by their living examples, have been and are serving the Sankirtan mission, and who may now not be able to go out on the street or something, but who want to contribute one way or other, and then also can feel safe deciding exactly what project to support and sponsor. And being duly updated as to the progress of the projects and what the donations were used for. This is one of the main purposes of this foundation, a foundation is rock solid. It's its own legal entity, simply dedicated to and bound by law to fulfill the purpose in its constitution. And the ones acting in the board managing that foundation or, well, slaves to that constitution. So it's a nice thing to do. We believe in it very much. And we believe that it can do some good service to the Sankirtan mission. And also give, especially young, well, old too, Vaishnavas, good and inspiring job opportunities. Good education and a fair and secure income. Needs fulfilled for living a decent life, but a happy life filled with meaning and the satisfaction of serving a higher purpose, the Sankirtan mission. Something like that.